I kept trying to work out when the best time to record this would be. And of course, it's just as a car goes past, bike goes past, of course. I have just been to see the first stage production of City of Glass by Paul Auster, devised and produced by a company called 59 Productions. And if anybody here knows me at all, they'll know that I'm a big Paul Auster fan, and I'm a huge fan of the City of Glass book particularly. And it came to me at a time in my life when, after having to read books for school, which I found dreadfully difficult, and yet books that I do read stay incredibly vivid with me. And it was only after I had left school that I kind of rediscovered the joy of literature. And I can't consume it fast, because I'm not a fast reader. But Paul Auster's book, City of Glass, I'm not sure how I came to acquire it, but that's quite fitting considering the book. But it really resonated with me. And I just met my partner Dan, and he's a big graphic novel fan, and he had it on his bookshelf as a graphic novel. And so it felt like very soon after consuming the written text, I consumed the visual version of it in pictures, and it was my very first introduction to graphic novels that were not Marvel comics. And I immediately knew that I wanted to turn it into something, into a stage play. I'm just going to pause here. Okay, back in the room. Anyone who's an Auster, who's read the book and knows it well, one of the images throughout the play, or not throughout the play, but at a point when Stillman is collecting his detritus of the world and talking about words being associated with things and words continuing to be associated with things long after the thing continues to be the thing that the word attaches to. And one of the big images is a broken umbrella. And I've just walked past in the middle of the street a destroyed, broken remains of an umbrella, which of course cannot function as an umbrella, and yet it is an umbrella. It is a broken umbrella. It has a word attached to it to further describe its condition, but any word that you add to it doesn't take away from the fact that it is no longer a functioning umbrella. I'm going to use that picture as the picture for this, so you'll be able to see the picture, which is why I paused. But I imagine there's going to be a few of these kind of audio boos over the next few days as I kind of piece together what it is that I've just seen and experienced and how it equates to the vision that actually I still want to create. If you're wondering how deep does this go, my Twitter name, my nickname, my web handle, if you like, is PCM Creative. PCM is the Purple Cog Monster, which was a character drawn in felt tip pen on the wall of the very first house that we had in York. Not the very first house, but the first, I don't know, Nicholas Street. Those of you who know the story, you know. But the Purple Cog Monster was drawn on that wall, and the cog in Purple Cog Monster is COG, which is City of Glass. So City of Glass is written into the heart of most of my creative endeavours. And one of the things that I'm not even sure why the desire to create my own version of the show was so strong, but it was the theatrical illusion, the potential, and what they've done with this show really, it takes and plays with a lot of that visual illusion. There's a lot of back projection, there's a lot of mapped front projection, there's some really clever use of dissolve gauzes. Anyone who's not familiar with dissolve gauzes, it's where you have a net mesh, and if you light it from the front, you can't see through it. If you light it from the back, you can see through it. And just the play of light on a set can, for a while, and probably if you don't know the dissolve gauze is there, it becomes an illusionary canvas that you can then paint on with light. It's a phenomenal technique. The other technique I really like that they used in this was the use of bright lights to blind, white out the retina, so that when the set got reset, you were seeing a transformation. And that use of bright front light as part of kind of a, you know, when somebody in films uses a machine gun and shoots around some feet or shoots around a body, and you get the dots and light shines through. There's quite a lot of images that I've seen at times in warehouses where there's been lots and lots of gunfire, and they shine very bright light from the outside, and you kind of see the light coming through. And it's like, oh, the one thing that hit me right at the beginning, I'll put this together, is just before the show was about to start, there was that introduction of some fog haze. And again, it's something that just really started to change the way the light, even in the auditorium, was starting to behave, as if the light itself knew that it was about to perform. I'm not going to go on any further right now. It's been a fantastic day. I've seen the show. It's a bit damp, but hey, that's Manchester, so I'm told. I'm going to head back and try and put some sense of this together for my own blog. I'm really trying to start to try and share the experience that I have of this world, which is probably quite bonkers, but something that the age of social media has really given me a palpable sense that I've got the canvas on which to create, but I'm not quite sure yet what my tools are or how I'm going to use the medium. And I think that needs a bit more playing with. I'm going to leave it for there.